This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got about an hour left in the show to do as much as we can to help you answer all your gardening questions. So we'll be here to definitely help you out here. I've talked a lot about a number of different things, lawn, garden, mostly lawn. So, you know, we haven't really thought about the lawn as much, just based on the weather, the temperatures, those types of things. But it's start to think about it again. It's time to think about it again, I should say, because it is almost fall. I hate to say it. I mean, and when I say fall, I don't mean like the actual fall on, you know, the end of September. I mean the type of season that we go in when it comes to planting for our lawn, our garden, etc. And that's one of the things that we're getting into that time period. We're not far from it. I almost consider as soon as the kids go back to school, that time frame being your fall type, right? Because we're doing more for the lawn. We're putting plants into the yard again. We are trying to we're trying to get things started fresh for your plantings, etc. So those are some things that, you know, we kind of start doing again in the fall. Another thing we should start to be thinking about, and I'm not saying we do it now, but I'm thinking about for our future, is getting some fertilizers for our shrubs and trees. So those are some things to think about. And we do have some calls on the line. We're going to go right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
TJ's in Maine.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I used to live in Dover, New Hampshire. I've talked to you many of times, and was living in a retirement home. Now I'm in a new retirement home, and the people... I'm sorry, I'm winded. I was watching Olympics on TV, so I'm tired. My bad. It was a marathon, so I'm a beat on the couch watching these other people run. But in the past, I talked about people giving me dead, half-dead plants and trying to resurrect them, and I've done well. But this is a first, my friend, Mr. P. I got delivered two slugs. Okay? You ready?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. They're called leopard slugs. I have never seen such a creature in my life that even lived in this planet. They're roughly 6 to 7 inches long when they elongate themselves. And I've been looking online, and I never knew they grew in Maine, or lived in Maine. Any thoughts? According to the internet, they're good. They're carnivores, which is, amazes me that they eat cat food. really, I'm bizarre about this. I took pictures and said hi, and then I let them back out into the wild. But they are absolutely very bizarre-looking creatures with no shell. So that would not make them a snail, correct?
Yeah, no, they don't have it. I mean, there are. It's a leopard slug out there, kind of. You know, kind of has that the spots like a leopard to it.
Like a leopard.
Yeah, I know some of them can get like 6 inches long or so.
Yeah, they stretched out, and I measured them, and they were 6 to 7 inches long, and they're no harm. They don't bite, and they like cat food and dead animals, I guess, according to the internet. But I just wanted your income input, not your income. I'll never make that much money. But see, but the point is to teach other people online that are listening to you about these guys. They're very interesting creatures. I've never seen one in all my life. I'm only 60. But I got gifted two of them on my front porch. I go, what do I do with these? And so I let them go. I talked to them for a bit. I gave them some moss. And then I let them out to do whatever they do. And do you know anything about these things?
I mean, they do take, you know, dead plants. They will eat them. They will get rid of some of those, almost help, like, get into, like, that compost level to them.
Right.
You know, they can lay eggs. They're very, like, transparent. Oh. They're clear in the area. Those can be a couple years in the making.
Is that a snail trail kind of thing? Is that how they lay their eggs? See, I'm kind of curious.
They'd be in, like, a cluster. They'd be more into a cluster. You know, they're not like the slug that we think of that's going to take over like a living, like hosta. Is you'll see them a lot of times on like hostas. You won't see them take over plants like that. They're looking more for plants that are already died. They're kind of, and I'm not going to say they're lazy, but they're more of an insect that will
just like me.
Yeah, steal from others. Not steal from others, but like they'll prey on like the weaker plants. You know what I mean? So
why have I seen them now? Never before. I mean, I got my, you know, your snails, and I lay the eggshells down and kind of get rid of them that want to eat my garden.
Well, I think, you know, part of it's probably. Part of it probably has to do with the fact that, you know, you've never really been, like, looking for a slug that's not a bad thing, right?
Well, we're always getting rain.
Yeah, we've always looked at slugs and say, how do I get rid of them? You don't really look at it that way. These are also night. They feed at night. They're very active at that point.
They're nocturnal. Okay.
Yeah, so that could be another reason why that you're not seeing them as much. So those are just a couple things, but you know they're not all bad. Not all slugs are bad, but these will help with decaying plants and get rid of them that way.
Well, that's what they said, and they come from Australia, and I'm kind of wondering how they get to Maine.
No, they just took the boat.
Good call, buddy. I knew you'd know the answer to that one. I thought that, but I was like, hey, let's just hop on a boat. We'll go to America, and we'll just do things. I was reading about them that the male and female become intertwined. I'm reading this. Sorry.
No. There's some details into it. That would be for a different type of show. It's an interesting if you want to look on the internet, but you can find a lot of things on the internet.
All your listeners that look this up because they're very bizarre looking and spooky at first sight. I will have to say that.
It's, yeah, you kind of don't expect it.
I did not. And I was delivered two of them in my front door in the little cup. And they were starting to crawl over my door. I'm like, okay, no.
Yeah.
And I had to say, sit. But they don't sit very well. They lay down. And I took them outside. I put them in a little baby greenhouses that I made. And then I brought them back out to their what they do. But I just thought that would be, again, T.J. Jones doing weird things. When I call, Nathan's like, oh, gosh, here we go again. It's kind of fun. Anyway, I appreciate your info on that. They're both happy living in, well, 2 days ago it was 57, and now it's 77 or 78 outside. It's unreal.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's you never know. But later in this week, it's supposed to be warm, so we'll see.
Okay, and I've had enough rain for a while.
I think that makes a lot of us.
Okay, so we call ourselves saturated?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you giving me online again. And tell Nathan, thank you, and you or yourself, Mr. P. And I will get off. And then tell everybody here at the retirement home of what these things are, and they're not dangerous, they don't bite, and they don't do this, and they're all good. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We get back more of your question and answer. We'll do everything we can to help you out with your garden. And, yeah, like you said, slugs, you usually think of the ones we're just trying to get rid of them, but these aren't that bad. Anyways, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in Kennebunk.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So I have the ever-intrusive Japanese beetle.
Yep.
That are literally devouring my David Austin roses. I've sprayed them with Captain Jack, and then I sprayed them with BioGuard maybe. And they just keep coming back. I mean, they're eating the leaves, the flowers. They've infested all. I have three plants, and they've infested the three of them. And I'm not sure what else to do.
Okay, when was the last time you sprayed for anything?
Probably 3 days ago.
Okay, 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. Now, and what was the last one you sprayed with?
Captain Jack.
Okay. So, Captain Jack's can kill the Japanese beetles. Might take a little bit of time. If you're looking for something maybe a little stronger, a pyrethrin would be one that would work well. There is an actual product from Bonide called Japanese Beetle Killer.
Okay.
That you could use. I'm trying to pull up the image so I can get you the active ingredient on it. I can't remember off the top of my head. Neem oil is another one that kind of controls it, will do it. The other thing maybe to try and pull some of them away is getting some of those Japanese beetle traps to try and get, because they have a scent in the trap itself that it pulls them to the trap to get rid of them.
Okay.
So that one you would put like on the far end of the property, or further away from the plants, that would work. Another product to use, if you want to go chemical wise, could be like 7 or 8 from Bonide.
Okay.
Those would work. It's not the easiest thing to do with them. They do take over, and when they do, they just defoliate everything.
Yeah.
You know, and if we had some rain in between any of the times that you sprayed, it could have washed off some of the spray.
Okay.
The other thing is you kind of want to do it during the day while they're there and active, but at the same time with anything, you kind of look at it and say, do I want to spray where there's flowers on these plants when there could be bees around, right? That's like the other aspect of this.
Sure.
So that's why I would think the trap might be helpful to at least pull some of them away from the plants.
Okay.
And then you can spray at, you know, dusk when the bees have gone back to their hives. And then you'll be able to spray any of those Japanese beetles that are there. The other thing, and it's not, doesn't sound great, but you might be able to just pick them off or take like a hose with a nozzle, like a jet nozzle, not one that would like destroy the plant, but strong enough where you could basically shoot them off of the plant. So they're off of it, and then you could end up, you know, spraying the ground around it where they could be. So that's an option too. But usually when you get them in when they're in the water, they dry, they can drown too. So there's a couple options there for you.
Okay. It's funny because about 10 feet away from the David Austin roses are a whole bunch of Asiatic lilies. They haven't touched one of those.
Well, let's hope they don't get to that point, right? That's where the
lilies are gorgeous. They've ruined my roses, but yeah, they haven't touched the lilies. It's just crazy to me. Usually, they're all over the lilies.
Yeah, I think doing some preemptive with some, you know, spraying like that might be helpful. But again, if it rained, that could have wiped off some of the sprays that you've used.
Okay, good to know.
All right, Rose.
Thank you so much
for your
time. I do appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Enjoy your day.
You too.
You as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. Federal judges will no longer play the role of referee when the intensely partisan once-per-decade fight over congressional map-making gets underway this year. As a result of decisions by the Roberts Court, federal courthouses will be forced to turn away even the most egregious cases of partisan gerrymandering, which could make it easier for state lawmakers to lock in politically manipulated voting maps for the next decade. The Senate agreed to wrap up the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill through a test vote. 18 Republicans joined with Democrats to support moving forward on the legislation, clearing a key procedural hurdle. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is something both parties have in common.
But both those visions include physical infrastructure that works for all of our citizens.
This is USA Radio News. People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
I don't think anyone's thinking logically anymore. I think they've just let this really just run crazy.
About 800 protesters gathered Friday afternoon on the grounds outside the Michigan State Capitol to rally against government mandates for vaccinations and masks. Tammy Clark, executive director of the conservative group Stand Up Michigan, encouraged the audience to let their voices be heard through nonviolent civil disobedience. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there. Yes, I'm trying to identify a plant.
Sure.
It's kind of like just taken over. So let me describe the whole plant to you. It grows about 10 feet, even higher, okay? At the base there can be several shoots coming out. The stalks can be up to 3/4 of a diameter. The stalk is mostly green with a reddish tint. And everywhere a branch shoots out, you get like the bamboo effect there. And then the leaves are like a pear shape. All the edges are smooth, okay, and it comes to a point. And then there are flowers on it, and right now they're just starting to flower, and the flowers just look like a little twig right now. It's got that spiral effect or a candy cane effect look on it. So that's kind of it, except for I'm next to a wetland, and that may have a lot to do with it, too. But they just keep spreading. People don't know what they are, and I'd like to control them if I could.
What do you know? What color flower it is?
Yeah, it's when it flowers, the buds, they all come out. They're white.
Okay. You said about 10 feet. Now, yeah, are they like viney? Do they like cling on to anything?
No, they have a stalk, and it just kind of goes, shoots up so far. Then if it gets too heavy, it just leans over.
Okay. Trying to think of... I can picture it. I'm just trying to think of what it is. And you said you're near a wetland. Are you trying to get rid of it, too, or...?
Yeah, or at least control it, you know, so it's not taking over my yard.
Okay. Trying to think. So if it's more herbaceous, right? It's not like a like stalk. It's not like heavy, like almost like turns like wooden.
It kind of does. When it dies off, it does turn wooden. It gets kind of brittle.
Okay. I'm thinking, Now, if I were to name a flower, have you ever seen the Queen Anne's lace? Does it look anything like that?
I'm not familiar with that.
So when it flowers, does it have many, like, stems on the flower and then it's white on top? Like, flat almost, but, like, rounded?
The flower, when you look at it, yes, it is rounded. And there's, like, a bunch of stems coming out into it that has little flowers that kind of give it that big effect.
Yep. So that could be one of them. It almost kind of looks like that, what you're describing. There is another one I'm trying to think. You said it, but you did say it was pear-shaped leaves, right?
Yes. The diameter is big, and then it kind of slowly tapers to a point, and the edge of the leaves are all smooth.
Okay, so it's not what I was thinking, because there were a couple out there, like a giant hogweed and a Queen Anne's lace that kind of look alike, but they get like 10 feet tall. That's why, you know, in my head. But the both of those have serrated leaves on them. I'm trying to... I mean, I know how to kill them. I can tell you that right there. I'm trying to think of the name, and it's killing me, so I do apologize. I can picture it. But if you're looking to get rid of it, here's a couple things that we can do.
All right.
So you could do an initial spray of a, an herbicide. You could use something along the lines of like a... like a triclopyr, which would be, in a lot of the mixes of the different chemicals that you use. You could also go organic, where you could use something like a burnout product. Burnout uses the sun to help burn the plant itself as it goes. The other thing you could do is you could... use like an area where you almost like weed whack it down or cut it down with like a sickle or something, and then spray the wounds of all of the weed that's there. Because what it does is you're not just killing the weeds from above and it needs to take time and wilt everything. You're getting right to the root of it, to the stem of it. So that could be something to use. You could use like a brush killer as well, like a BK32 from Bonide is one. That one right there does like heavier weeds and brush, so that it doesn't, sometimes it takes a little bit more to do it, right? It's not just a, just an organic. It doesn't always get it, right?
Right.
It's killing me that I don't have the name. I have it on the top of my tongue and I just can't think of it. But, like I said, there's two ways to kill it. One, spray the top of it, let it die back that way, and then, to be honest, you're going to have to spray it a second time so you can get the deeper kill to the soil. From there, if you do that way, there's that double spray, or cut everything down and then spray that way down to, and you don't have to spray, you can almost paint it onto the stalks on the ground so that it will absorb into the plant a little bit more and kill it that way. I'm thinking about it. Is there any way, if you get a chance, you could actually email me a picture of the weed? I can give you my email address here, and then we can see if I can get a little bit more information. Then maybe next week I can bring it up to everybody so they can kind of know as well.
Okay. I'll give that a shot to see if I can do that.
All right. So our email, if you go to our website at paulparent.com, it's all the way at the bottom. You can just email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And for the, the topic or the subject, just write talk to you Sunday morning so I can pull it out from others, because I've been I'm multiple weeks behind on a lot of those emails.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, John. Well, yeah, keep me posted, and I'll see what I can do to help out.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Blossom is in Burlington, Mass.
Blossom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
My son redid his lawn about the end of June. He got somebody to come in. They got rid of the weeds and all that, put down some grass seeds. And now what we have is a lot of crabgrass and weeds coming back up. And he wants to know what to do about it and when to do it.
Okay. Well, so we can definitely be doing something at this time to get rid of a lot of the weeds that are in the lawn. There are sprays that can be used now. And what they'll do is they will kill the weeds and not the lawn, right?
Okay.
The reason why we want to do that now is a lot of these products will state right on it, do not reseed for 2 weeks. And 2 to 3 weeks from now is the best time to put a lawn in anyways. So we're getting right in there, but we want to get ahead of it, kill those weeds, and get new grass seed in. So you could look at a product, Weed Beater Ultra or Weed Beater from Bonide. That's a great one to kill the weeds in the lawn, but not the lawn, right? So that way you can start fresh. Once you've killed these weeds and gotten rid of them and there's soil there, once it's been about that 2 week span after the spray, you're going to put the seed down as quick as possible, put down some starter fertilizer, and start again. This spray should not kill the entire lawn. It might kill a lot of it because crabgrass, you know, in the early stages, sometimes you don't see them in the bigger leaves. So that's something to, you know, think about, right? So it can definitely be done, but starting now, getting rid of those weeds early so that when we get to the end of August, we can put seed down and really start fresh and have a good season for growing grass.
Okay, so right now we spray with Weed Beater or Weed Beater Ultra. Don't proceed for 2 weeks. And then put starter fertilizer down. And then at the end of August, put down some weeds. Some weeds. Grass seeds. Oh, we have enough weeds. Grass seeds.
Yeah, so what you do is you put the starter fertilizer down right before you do any seeding. But I would say if I'm looking, a lot of it should happen between the plants dying between 2 and 4 weeks. Excuse me, 1 to 2 weeks, and then you can reseed in 2 weeks. And you could reseed in 2 weeks from now. Put once the spray has been done and all the weeds are gone. But sometimes what needs to happen is you spray now. 2 weeks from now, not all the weeds are killed. So you've got to spray a second time to kill the rest of the weeds. And then it's 2 weeks after that. So it's kind of a play it by ear. See how it is in 2 weeks. The thing is, if in 2 weeks there's still weeds and you put down the seed, but then you spray again, those weed seeds are not going to grow. The seeds are not going to grow. They're just going to continue to, it's going to kill them. So it's just weeds that are going to be there.
Okay. So if in 2 weeks the weeds are still there, spray again.
Yes.
Okay. One other quick question. How can we kill kudzu?
What's that?
How can we kill kudzu?
I mean, maybe move. Just kidding. No, kudzu, you're going to have to use something heavy duty on there. Glossophate, which is a heavy duty weed killer, is one. If you can cut the kudzu down to the point where it's like a couple inches tall, and then take that product and dip it into the solution, like get a concentrate versus a hand trigger spray. get a paintbrush, dip it into the solution of the concentrate, and paint the actual the stem. And what that does, that will actually kill a little bit quicker into it.
Okay. So back to the lawn. What should you do in next year to prevent the crabgrass?
So start early with the step one, the first application. And at that application, you'd be able to put in, it has a crabgrass preventer. So early in the season, okay. That first application.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
All right, Blossom. Thank you so much for the call. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to hit our last break, and then we're going to get back at it to wrap up the show. So stay tuned with us. We're going to be back in a few minutes here. Like I said, wrap up the show, answer a couple calls if we can, and go from there. We'll be back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's get right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Matt is in Plymouth.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions.
Sure.
Number one is I got some trumpet vines that I planted a couple of years ago, and actually they're doing pretty good. They're starting to have a few flowers, but they're really growing. When's the best time to prune them back?
So usually after they flower, after they're done flowering is a good time to be, pruning them back and that type of thing.
Yeah, because I don't want to, have them, to overgrow themselves because they do get pretty big. Okay.
So,
the other question I have is I got these invasive trees. The leaves look like a fern, and they grow pretty tall. They're not, I'd say the stalks aren't really big. But they're relatively a weak tree. They're not really strong. But I don't know the name of them. Maybe you do. And what's the best way to get rid of them?
Okay. Does this weed flower?
No.
Okay. So real quick, I just want to touch base on the trumpet vine real quick. I wanted to say one other thing for it. So there are two times of year that you can do it, late winter, early spring, okay?
Okay.
You can also do some pinching back in summer. So once you see some of the buds fall off, you can cut them back. You know, so there's multiple times during the season. I wanted to touch base on that a little bit. In the early spring, late winter time, you're just cleaning up some of the dead wood that's there, getting rid of some of the old shoots that aren't, you know, producing anything.
Yes.
And then, you know, summer, you'd be pinching them back. In the fall, once it finishes flowering, once it's going into dormancy, that's when you can kind of shape it a little bit more for next year. Remove some of the heavy-duty stems,
okay.
You know, kind of shape it the way you wanted to. So I just wanted to make sure I got back to that real quick.
Now, yeah, and also on the trumpet vines, is it good to fertilize them?
Yes, you can fertilize this fall.
Okay.
Definitely.
Fertilizer, okay.
I would go with a granular fertilizer, maybe like a garden tone or even like a plant tone at half the rate that you would have in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as this weed that you got, I would be using...
Actually, it's not really a weed per se. It's actually a tree. And like I said, the leaves look like a fern.
Okay. It almost look like a sumac type, or?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a sumac, because those will get some height like that, and they don't flower. I'd be using, like, a heavy-duty brush killer from Bonide. They have a brush killer called BK32. That's definitely the one that I would want you to use. I'd cut the weed down, the tree or the weed, whatever it is, down and paint that solution right on the stem itself.
Yeah.
And that way it can get into the roots a little bit easier, and you're not just spraying the foliage. The foliage dies back, but it doesn't kill it all the way down.
Yeah, because what happens when it produces seeds and it gets on the lawn, and it doesn't take very long before they start growing, and what happens is you try to pull them out of the soil, and the roots go in different directions. It's not just a few roots. They're long.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why, you know, cutting the plant back to maybe like an inch off the ground and then painting it with that solution is perfect, because it'll go a deeper kill into the root system for you. And that way, you know, hand picking doesn't, you know, it doesn't always get that to happen.
Yeah, these trees, actually, they grow really tall. I'd say they're about maybe 20 feet high.
Oof. Well, get a chainsaw out and use it that way then, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, for some reason where I live in Manomet, there's quite a few of them. And like I said, they're just invasive. And my God, over time, they're all over the area.
Yeah, and I think just using that solution, like I was saying, might work for you. I got to cut you off because I got to go.
Okay, sir.
We're end of the week. Have a great rest of your week. Everybody out there, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll see you next week.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.